Please pay attention to this, folks. The pro-Israel forces in Congress are trying to merge the U.S. and Israeli militaries. I'm not kidding. Yes, while the American public is against sending billions of dollars to Israel, Israel and its supporters in Washington have found a new, far more insidious way to deepen U.S. support for the Israeli military. They're shifting away from that unpopular aid to military integration. Tucked inside the National Defense Authorization Act, which is the massive annual bill that funds and sets policies for the Pentagon, is something called Section 224, the United States-Israel Defense Technology Cooperation Initiative. It sounds harmless, but it's not. This provision would dramatically expand military integration between the United States and Israel, going far beyond the $200 billion in military aid the U.S. has already provided since 1948. Here's all the things it would promote: joint weapons development, co-production, technology sharing, AI cooperation, cyber operations, autonomous weapon systems, biotechnology, quantum computing, and even network integration and data fusion. At a time when Israel is continuing its rampage in Gaza, the West Bank, Lebanon, and has pushed the U.S. into this disastrous war in Iran, Congress is proposing to bind our military even closer to Israel's. That's right. Section 224 would move the Israeli relationship away from the little public scrutiny there is in Congress into the opaque world of military contracts and weapons purchases. It would make it harder for Congress and us, the public, to hold anyone accountable. That's why we need to let Congress know we are watching, and they must reject Section 224, and more important, cut ties to the Israeli military altogether. No joint weapons projects, no intelligence fusion, no military-industrial merger, none.